Coming up, we focus on some of the most surprising niche magazines you've ever seen. But I want to ask you, because we have so many different professions or interests that are represented in our AirTalk audience. Do you have a particular niche publication that you subscribe to or that you read regularly? Could be online, could be in print hard copy that you read it that way, but that is so targeted that when you share with your friends and family members that you read it, they just laugh. It's funny that there would be a magazine devoted to this interest or to this particular profession. I'd like to hear from you right now. We're at 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722. With me is Diana Landau, a blog editor for Niche Media HQ, which puts on educational conferences for niche publishers, helping them learn how to monetize their publication and how to build readership. Diana, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
How did you get into this field?
Well, originally we had been publishing niche magazines like Brew Your Own for home brewers of beer, winemaker magazines, and we realized there wasn't a resource for publishers, especially the smaller niche publishers that are mom and pop, maybe second generation publishers. So we started these educational conferences so that we could bring publishers together and they can network with their peers, learn more ways to drive revenue and develop new products.
I'm looking on our AirTalk segment page. We have a cover of a recent edition of Potato Grower, serving the national potato industry, with a photo of a couple of guys, hoeing in the field. And then it says, the human touch on the front of the magazine. I love it. Potato Grow. Another Twins, the celebrity hit list. Our interview with twins Peyton and Spencer, who are on the cover of the magazine for multiples since 1984. Now, there are a lot of twins, so that's potentially a large target audience. But how many twins are actually going to read Twin Magazine? 866. By the way, you get two copies of every issue. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Apparently, there's a magazine that some folks here at KPCC get called Meetings Today. All right. Meetings Today, meetings, convention, and conference industry news. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Diana, these conferences that your company puts on, do you have some people that come with niche publications that are just so off that you can't imagine them ever being successful?
I'd say for the most part, the ones that can afford to come to our conferences, they are doing well as a business. They've developed their business model, whether it's subscription based or not, and they're business people, so that's why they're there. Sure, once in a while you'll get some people who have some original ideas that you think, huh, is that going to work? Or they want to spin off in some way. For example, you could start with agricultural news, and then it can go down to specific farm equipment and tractor magazine, and there's a pink tractor magazine just for women farmers. And then, of course, like you said, there's a potato magazine. There's magazines for corn crops. It just goes on and on and on.
866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. What very niche-oriented magazine do you subscribe to or regularly read that you think people would find surprising? 866-893-5722 or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Nicole writes on the page, I love finding little industry mags. Planet Laundry from the Coin Laundry Association. Automatic merchandiser for the vending industry. And I caught a glimpse, Nicole writes, of Food Processor magazine at the butcher shop. camp. For niche entertainment magazines, my favorite was Ukulele Magazine. That's Nicole writing on the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. EGW says, Nicole beat me to it. We've subscribed to dozens of trade magazines centered on easy startup industries, car wash industry, web design, amusement industry, specialty retail, staffing industry. Often free, they talk about current trends. They keep my mind sharp to know what each industry is doing. That's EGW writing on the Air Talk page. Astrogas says, I used to subscribe to one on arcade video games and pinball. I would drool all the things I could never afford. And also adds GEMS, J-E-M-S, the Journal of Emergency Medical Services, paramedic ventings, it says on the page. 866-893-KPECC. Pippi writes on the page, Threads, devoted to sewing, a dying art. 866-893-KPECC. Diana, what are some of your favorites over the years?
Oh, one of my favorites is Crown Jewels of the Wire. I interviewed the publisher for this magazine. He's up in the Northwest. And it's for enthusiasts of the glass insulators that you find on electrical transformer poles. People collect them. They show them off in their gardens. And at one point, the economy was struggling, and so this publisher was struggling. And his readership was so passionate about these crown jewels of the wire that they sent him money to keep him going.
Doesn't that sound, that's so romantic? It's like Riders of the Purple Sage. It's got such a romantic sound to it. You just picture people scouring the landscape to find these. They're insulators, right, for the wires?
Right, right. They're little round glass insulators, and they come in different colors. Yes, and people are passionate about them, and that's really what niche magazines are about, people's passions, people's interests. I can think of one there's two, believe it or not, porta potty for portable restroom operators. They have over 20,000 subscribers.
Pro Magazine, Portable Restroom Operator Magazine, has more than 20,000 subscribers?
Between the two competing porta potty magazines, yes.
Two. That's a step. What would you even write about? Deodorizers, the frequency with which you pick up what's left behind at the site.
The latest innovation.
All right. 866-893-KPECC, the latest on dealing with vandalism of porta potties. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Let's see. There's River Islands Magazine. Wow. You talk about a niche there. That's for the true 1%, River Islands Magazine. Ira in Claremont, good to have you with us. What's one of your favorite of these highly specialty magazines?
Well, in the 60s, when I was married to my first wife, her father was a collector of antique barbed wire. He had frames of it in series of six samples, and there was a monthly collector's magazine about these things.
And it just pictures of different types of barbed wire.
Yeah, and they talked about, you know, this wire was used between these years in this kind of a field, or, you know, I don't really remember the substance, just the fact of.
Ira, I appreciate it. The barbed wire collector. Have you heard of that one, Diana?
I have not heard of that one, but I've heard of, there are so many random magazines out there that you just can't even imagine. Holistic Horse, it's been around for 20 years. It's not just about horses, it's about holistic care for horses. It's a big magazine. Modern Drunkard is a magazine for people who like to imbibe.
To excess, Modern Drunkard as opposed to Antique Drunkard. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. There's Fashion Doll Quarterly. Do you know that one, Diana?
Yes, I have heard of that one, and it's pretty interesting. It's high fashion wear for dolls that people create. There's even some advertisements within the magazine I've seen for doll lingerie. which we found pretty interesting.
866-893-KPCC. On the page, a field day is being had by AirTalk listeners with riffing off of this with imaginary trade magazine publications. That's fine, too. 866-893-KPCC. You're listening to AirTalk on 89.3. It's an opportunity for you to share the most offbeat, very highly focused a niche magazine that is for a particular interest or field or trade. You can share it with us right now. We'll be back with more right after a live update from Hedy Lyn Herdes. I've been laughing through much of the break just reading the titles of some of these magazines. We're going to be talking about these highly focused specialty publications online or in hard copy print. You subscribe to one of these or just read it for your pleasure. Share the name or the subject matter at 866-893-KPCC. Coming up on Fresh Air with Terry Gross, Tia Powell, psychiatrist and bioethicist. Her new book is Dementia Reimagined, about the medical system and how it can improve in the ways it treats people with dementia, that in spite of the lack of medications to slow the progress of dementia. Terry with Tia Powell coming up in 20 minutes right here on KPCC. We're talking with Diana Landau, a blog editor for Niche Media HQ. They put on educational conferences for niche publishers to help them build revenue and readership. So we've got some more fun ones to share for you. Let's see. Josue in Granada Hills says, my parents subscribe to a religious newsletter about medallions and necklaces. The newsletter claims they're baptized with water from Jerusalem. Some of their friends wear them to church meetings and show them off. There also are apparently two competing publications, Emu Today and Emu Tomorrow magazine. Oh, it's the same magazine. Oh, I thought there were two separate ones. Someone started tomorrow so the emu farming wouldn't be locked in the past. 866-893-KPCC. Jennifer, in downtown Los Angeles, what's your favorite niche publication?
Yes, good morning. I so enjoy a magazine I subscribe to called Garden and Gun. And I am not the demographic this magazine is aimed at. It's when you look at it, you very clearly instantly get the impression it's aimed at very, very wealthy Southerners. It covers very extensive, elaborate gardens in the South and gardening tips, hunting tips for pheasant and quail and such, and the best birding dogs out there, antique collecting and Southern recipes. And I just love this magazine.
I understand the hunting focus and I understand the garden focus, but why? What's the through line between the two in the magazine?
Right, right. I'm not quite clear on that, but somehow it works.
Right.
It's a beautiful magazine. The photographs are stunning. They clearly have a very large budget for this magazine, and it's just a pleasure to look at.
So it's aimed at well-to-do Southerners.
Very well-to-do Southerners. There's always advertisements for yachts and your next vacation to the Caribbean and purchasing a summer home somewhere in the South and so on and so forth.
Wow. All right, Jennifer. So it's a window into a subculture. 866-893-KPECC. Elizabeth tweets at AirTalk, the American Bee Journal, first published in 1861 and published continuously since. Obviously not aimed at bees, but presumably beekeepers and those who love them. 866-893-KPECC. Tiffany in Culver City, what niche publication finds its way into your home?
Well, there's a magazine called Clowning Around, which we were automatically subscribed to when my husband purchased performance insurance through the World Clown Association.
Your husband's a clown?
No, he's a magician, actually.
Okay.
But they decided to grace us with this very startling magazine that comes about every 3 or 4 months in the mailbox.
So there's a scary clown on the cover of each Clowning Around magazine?
In my opinion, they're terrifying.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it, Tiffany. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Diana Landau, Clowning Around, is that one that's come to your attention?
I have heard of that one before. And going back to what your caller said about Garden and Gun, that is a very successful magazine. And surprisingly, probably because it's such a well-done magazine, they have subscribers all over the country.
All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Onion World, Onion Industry News is another one of these publications. Judd in Valley Village, what's one of your favorite highly targeted publications?
All right. Well, it's not as weird as onions or clowns, but I was a kid starting out my career. I was on my very first business trip. I was 21 years old, and I'm on the plane. And I think I've got a pretty wide view of the world. And I look down and I see somebody reading Roofers Weekly. And I know roofing is not very strange, but it caught my eye and I realized, wow, this is a very wide world with a lot of people who care about a lot of very specific things. And it kind of just changed the way I looked at the world from that moment on. I thought, if there's Roofers Weekly, you know, God knows what else there is out there. And it just changed my perspective of the sort of the entire world.
Yeah, Drywall Monthly. Judd, I appreciate it. How could there be that much in roofing to fill a publication regularly? I guess there are enough different types of materials. Could include, you know, the latest solar technology. I don't know if there's differences in installation techniques, but that's the thing, Diana, with so many of these, you wouldn't think there'd be enough content to fill a publication.
You would think that initially, but as you dive into them, you can see that there's always there's a section about the history of whatever it is. Like, for example, I was just in a doctor's office, and there was War Monthly, all about wars we've had throughout the ages. And there was a historical component. There was about the people involved. There was about the ammunition involved. There was about the countries involved. I mean, if you take any subject and you just start drilling down, it's actually kind of fun. I mean, you can think of all the different ways that you can reach that audience.
866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Let's see. And of course, there is a Talkers magazine, you should know. Michael Harrison, the publisher of it, has been a frequent guest with it. And it's aimed at talk show hosts or people that listen to talk shows. So there's another example of a, you know, very niche publication, 866-893-KPECC. Let's see. We have next Liam in Palm Desert. Thanks for being with us, Liam. So what niche publications interest you?
Well, I'm an organist, so there's American Guild of Organists magazine. They have organs that go in concert halls and churches and installations and pictures of their organs that go in. And then they have the concert organists and their advertisements. And then they have advertising for job openings all over the country. And then there's a smaller niche magazine for American theater organ and the likes, but that's a smaller one. But
yeah, I'm not surprised because I've known enough people who are deeply interested in organs. I'm not surprised that there's such an enthusiastic group. Because if you're really interested in organs, you've got, you know, so many historic instruments and, you know, uniqueness of each of them. There's a lot there, and they're a passionate group. Liam, I'm sure you can attest. Thanks so much. 866-893-KPECC. Ariel sends me a copy from a few years ago, the 20th anniversary special issue of Divorce Magazine. That's right, Divorce Magazine. So I don't know whether this highlights like some of the most contentious divorces, gives you advice on surviving divorces or tactics that you should use. 866-893-KPECC. Bruce in Baldwin Park, What's your favorite specialty magazine?
There are actually two of them that I subscribe to. One is called Bourbon, and it's all about bourbon, and it's a glorious, well-shot, well-put-together magazine. And the other one is Chili's for hot peppers. They're the two magazines I subscribe to that are my friends find around my house and think I'm strange.
Now, do you work in the food industry, or you're just an enthusiast?
I'm an enthusiast. I am seriously a bourbon head, and I also like a chili head. So there are two magazines that fit into my hobby.
All right. I appreciate it, Bruce. Thanks. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. We'll continue here from Stefan in downtown Los Angeles, who's got a couple to contribute, Daniel in Whittier, and Chris in Long Beach. We're talking about niche magazines that you might not be aware of, from Elevator World to Potato Review. 866-893-KPECC. Back after this one-minute message. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. I'm Larry Mantle. Highly specialized publications are focused. Alvin in South Lake Tahoe says he once saw a magazine called Western Mule at his doctor's office. He couldn't believe it and had to take a picture. Lynn writes on the Air Talk page, says, I probably get magazines about the radio industry. Indeed, I do. I just mentioned talkers wondering about inside microphones. No, I don't know that publication, but if I did, I would read it. I'm sure I'd actually have that one on my coffee table at home with beautiful old microphones. And that would give people pause, I'm sure, when they look at the microphone fetish. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Stefan, in downtown Los Angeles, your favorite niche publications.
Hi, Larry. I come from a little bit of a different perspective. I actually serve magazines. We provide services for them. So I've got a couple hundred, so I can provide you a few names that I think are kind of niche-y. It's Windows Fashion Magazine. It's all about, you know, accents you can put on windows.
Yeah.
Cake decorating. And also with another magazine called Urban Bagger, which is about, you know, the motorcycle lifestyle and the bags that you have on the back of your motorcycle.
Are you serious? There's a magazine just for that aspect of being a biker.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's about the bags you put on, the lifestyle that, and the traveling you do with that.
Wow. So, Stefan, you provide subscription services. So, do you just contract with anybody who wants to have you process subscriptions, or are there some you give advice that, you know, you're dubious about the premise of the publication?
I would never go so far as to give advice on the premise of the publication. It's surprising, you know, the different interests that people have and the devoted following that many of these magazines have. You know, we can see the orders coming in. We can see, you know, the money coming in. You know, there's so many different varied interests. It's really incredible.
All right, Stefan, thanks. I appreciate it very much. Margaret and Yorba Linda, I'm getting a preview of what you're calling. You've got to be putting me on with this one.
Oh no! It's out there. Colored Pencil Artist.
Colored Pencil Artist. And what's in the publication?
Well, there's competitions for people that are professional, and it's quite a large group of people out there who are doing professional art with colored pencil. And there's discussions of the different kinds of pencils and what's new, what's not new. There's discussions of the competitions that are coming in, pictures of people and what they're doing and how they're rendering their art.
All right. Well, see, now it makes sense. I judged too soon. Margaret, I appreciate it. Colored Pencil Artist, 866-893-KPECC. Let's see. We have... another one. Oh, Walter in Cypress Park in L.A. says, one of my favorites is Monument Maker News for people who inscribe headstones for graveyards. I used to live next to an abandoned storefront where a company who did this used to be. And when I walked in, they had stacks and stacks of Monument Maker News. I was fascinated. That's Walter in Cypress Park. You ever heard of that one, Diana Landau?
I have not heard of that one, but I can tell you there's a magazine called Roller Coaster for American coaster enthusiasts around the country.
Yeah, I can see that, because that's a real thing. Now, I have to ask you about this, and I don't mean to be distasteful. There are all sorts of particular fetishes people are into, the like. Do you deal with any of these folks at your conference that are in the sexual domain?
No, we don't.
You specifically avoid those things. All right. They probably have their own conference.
They probably do.
I would guess. All right. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Daniel in Whittier, your favorite niche publication.
Yeah, so I accidentally ran into a magazine called Hobby Japan, and it's this beautiful Japanese publication with gorgeous pictures of miniature models, you know, anything from like World War II era tanks and planes to like fantasy robots to like anime characters. And really, as a result of seeing this magazine, I bought a few more, and I actually had no experience with building models, but it got me into buying a few here and there. And now, you know, it's kind of a big hobby for me, but there's such a huge following here. But it's on another level in Japan with like companies like Bandai, and it just shows all the beautiful things that you can make, and just the painting and the detail in it. It's really amazing.
I'm fascinated, Daniel, that this got you into actually constructing models. And where did you come across the magazine if you weren't already interested in this?
So I was at a comic book store, and they had a box full of old magazines. And this magazine was dated 1996, and this magazine's still going on. And I was just like, my gosh, like a lot of the characters I'm into, like they have these gorgeous models you can really build from tiny little pieces. And you can kind of look at the work and you're like, wow, that's something I'm already into, but I had a hand in like building this thing. And I'm so clumsy that it's really therapeutic for me to be able to complete a model. And it's really just against my nature because I'm not artistic at all.
Right.
It's really cool.
Hey, Daniel, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Bill in Buena Park, you've got a couple of publications to highlight.
Yes, I do. I used to work in a small print shop in Orange County, and I used to print a couple of publications. So I would read them as I'm printing them and stuff. And one of them was for Packard Auto Collectors. It was for Packard International, classic cars. And then another one was for Carousel, the whole carousels and the art of the horses and stuff and restoring them and about famous carousels all over the country. And I remember one particular story that was supposed to be a haunted carousel up in a amusement park up in Northern California somewhere, that people tried to take photos of this one horse and they'd always come out blurry no matter how the lighting was.
Ooh.
The story was someone was to meet at this carousel and the person died or something.
Haunted carousel horse. Bill, thanks. Nicholas in Placentia says he's been in the pizza business for 17 years and part of a franchise for 26. Says everybody in his business reads Pizza Today, which their subscriber base must have exploded with how pizza has risen in popularity. That's got to be one that'd be a very good business to be in, to be the publisher of Pizza Today. Chris in Long Beach says, I'm always intrigued when I go back home. My mother-in-law in Louisville, Kentucky, has a magazine called Yesteryear, about things that used to be around but aren't anymore. Basically, Chris says, bunch of junk people don't know, you know, how to get rid of that's in the publication. And Brian in Arcadia says, the Journal of Roofers and Waterproovers. In college, I shelved periodicals, made fun of that one. Never thought anyone would read it. I learned over the years, every trade has a magazine. Well, that's, of course, how they survive. Ben in La Crescenta says, Breaking the Habit, a magazine for those who are battling addiction. All right. Diana Landau of Niche Media HQ, which puts on conferences for niche publishers, thank you so much for being with us and talking about such an incredible array of niche publications. Fresh Air with Terry Gross coming up next from all of us at AirTalk. Have a terrific afternoon.